WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, sometimes our brains feel like a hamster wheel on overdrive, right? We're constantly bombarded with thoughts, feelings, and distractions. Ever find yourself saying, wait, what was I doing again? Or even just, ugh, my brain feels fried. It's totally normal, especially for us ADHD folks. But here's the thing. Amidst all that mental buzz, there's this incredible tool that can help us tap into a sense of calm and clarity meditation. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your inner world. In today's episode, we're diving deep into how meditation can be a secret weapon for cultivating self-awareness, understanding those ADHD tendencies better, and ultimately, feeling more in control. Now, before you picture yourself sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop with incense burning, don't get me wrong, that sounds awesome. Let me tell you, meditation isn't about emptying your mind completely. It's about learning to observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, kind of like watching clouds drift by. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you see how meditation can be a game changer for managing those ADHD vibes. 1. Stress less, focus more. Ever feel like stress is just amping up your ADHD symptoms? Meditation helps calm the nervous system, reducing those feelings of overwhelm and anxiety. A calmer mind means better focus, even when distractions are trying their hardest to pull you in. 2. Boost your emotional intelligence. Meditation teaches us to tune into our emotions, both the good and the not so good. It's like having an emotional GPS that helps us understand what we're feeling and why. This awareness is key for managing those intense emotions that can sometimes feel overwhelming with ADHD. 3. Break free from autopilot. We all have those moments when our minds are just on autopilot, reacting without really thinking. Meditation brings mindfulness into the picture, helps us be more present in the moment, making conscious choices instead of just going through the motions. 4. Embrace your unique brain power. Remember that saying, different isn't less. Well, meditation helps us see ADHD not as a deficit, but as a unique way of experiencing the world. It's about accepting those strengths and challenges, learning to work with our brains, not against them. 5. Fuel your creativity and imagination. Believe it or not, meditation can actually boost your creativity. By quieting the constant chatter in our heads, we create space for new ideas to emerge. Ever noticed how some of your best ideas come when you're relaxed and daydreaming? That's meditation in action. Okay, let's take that a step further with a real-life example. Imagine this. You're at work, deadline looming, brain feeling like it's about to explode. You're trying to focus, but your mind is bouncing from task to task, ideas swirling around like popcorn in a hot pan. Sound familiar? Now imagine taking just 5 minutes to meditate, close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and simply observe those thoughts without judgment. What happens when you bring that mindful awareness back to your work? Chances are you'll find yourself feeling calmer, more focused, and able to tackle that deadline with renewed energy. So, what's the takeaway here, folks? Meditation isn't just about finding inner peace, it's a powerful tool for self-awareness, emotional regulation, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. Embrace those moments of stillness, learn to observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and watch how your world transforms. Remember, you don't have to be a guru to meditate. Start small, even just 5 minutes a day can make a difference. And hey, if you're feeling stuck, there are tons of amazing resources out there, apps, guided meditations, online communities, the possibilities are endless. So go ahead, give it a try. You might just be surprised at what you discover. Keep shining bright, my friends, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.